talking with Dave Puglia, the president and CEO of Western Growers Association, and asking Dave, how does California compete when it comes to freight? It's so expensive.
That has been a vexing problem for us. And it goes in the same category as many other input cost concerns. Gasoline cost, diesel cost, going to the trucking situation, as you mentioned. California's very significant contribution to fresh produce production in the United States, being the biggest player by far of any state, gives us some advantages to maintain our market share because we provide so much volume. Majority of the fresh produce comes from California in almost every crop that is considered a specialty crop. So, in some ways, people still have to buy from us because we produce so darn much. But it's a foolish place to rest your head because, as you noted earlier, we have competitors in other states that are getting better at finding varieties that can withstand and thrive in growing conditions that are not Mediterranean climates like we have in California. So we have increasing production of specialty crops in the Southeast, in parts of the Mountain West, and of course, coming out of Mexico and South America that are very high quality. If our input costs keep going up, eventually we're going to lose those markets. And so the cost of trucking and the regulatory burdens that go into all of that in California, that affordability in this state is now a crisis issue. As I said, vexing problem and part of a larger suite of problems that California is going to have to be serious about if we want to maintain our position and the economic value, especially to regions of California that are fortunate to have concentrated agriculture like the San Joaquin Valley.
That was Dave Puglia, president of Western Growers Association. I'm Nick Papagni, the Ag Meter for AgNet West.